Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Forum, we're gladly joined by Mrs. Ekenia Chifamba of Shamarie Mwanasikana, who says her organization is putting together an awareness campaign to help educate women and young girls about the dangers of human trafficking. Welcome to the Women's Forum.
Good evening, Marvelous. My name is Ekenia, the director of Shamarie Mwanasikana. Shamarie Mwanasikana is a community-based organization that seeks to promote the rights and empowerment of the girl child that is in the home and the school and also in the communities. And we ensure that we provide a one-stop shop for our girls in our efforts to emancipate them.
What have you got lined up? I understand you've got some very exciting programs that you have lined up for young women and girls.
Thank you, Marvelous. We have quite a number of programs that we have lined up in our efforts to emancipate the girl child. The most important events will be taking place in Seke Rural, Mashonaland East. We have realized that there is an increase in statistics of girls who are falling victims of trafficking. Most of us have had stories in the newspapers and also on radio, and others have read some stuff on internet about women who were trafficked to Kuwait and others also other areas like Egypt, Syria. And amongst those women, there are also girls who are around the ages of 18 who fall within our age range. And we also have girls who are being trafficked from Zimbabwe to the nearby countries like Botswana and also South Africa.
Who made a request for you to come and have such a program in partnership with yourselves?
What we do as an organization, we work with the communities. Most of our work is in the communities, working with the traditional leaders and also the religious leaders as well as the community members. So we realize that as an organization, with the statistics that continue to rise of girls who are falling victims to trafficking, and also the local leadership in liaison with the community members, they also realize that the increase in number of girls who are falling victims of trafficking have also increased. So we agreed together with the local communities and the local leadership that there is need to raise awareness to the community at large, to the other stakeholders. You know, we join hands together as the local leadership, the civil society, and also the community members, try and raise awareness on the issue of trafficking, because most of the girls in that particular area, I think the percentages of girls who are falling victims of trafficking in that particular area had also risen. So it was an initiative that was made by us as an organization, because we work with the communities, but also with the local leadership and the other community members.
What kind of programming do you have lined up, especially when you look at the state of the economy? There are no jobs, there is no cash available. Are you not going to see a repeat of women continually going ahead and taking up trafficking as an alternative source to get employment?
It's really a cause of concern, Marvelous, because looking at the current economic situation, we realize that most of these girls who are falling victims of trafficking, it's because of the current situation. They want to look for jobs. They want money to go to school. They're looking for means and ways to try and give them a reason to live, survival skills and all. So we as an organization have set up programs that we feel maybe they can protect our girls. In terms of this awareness campaign that we are going to do, we're not going to do it in one area. We'll try and do it in so many areas in terms of economically supporting women and girls in the communities, whereby they do income-generating projects that can help them support their education, support their children, and see how best also they can safeguard them.
For those who would like to get in touch with you, where can they find you? If somebody, for example, wanted to get onto one of these programs that you're offering, where do they find you?
Our offices are in Chitungwiza, number 309 Jenge Street, or they can call us on 0772-607-384. We also have a sub-office in Murewa where they can get in touch with us in Chitora, or they can email us at shamariemwanasikana@gmail.com, or even get in touch with us on Facebook. It's shamariemwanaskana at gmail.com. And then the number is 0772-607-384.
The number again?
0772-607-384.
And also maybe there are some women listening out there who are actually being quoted for them to go and work in foreign lands like Kuwait, Syria, Egypt, and some of the other places that you talked about. What's your word of advice to them?
I know that what I would say, Marvelous, is that I know that there's quite a lot that is happening. And in such scenarios, women and girls suffer most. My advice to them would be that, you know, it's not always rosy, you know, like what we are promised when we're looking for jobs, when we are told that we're going to get opportunities to go to school. They need really to scrutinize and see if these opportunities are real, if these opportunities, you know, will take them far. It's not always that when we go abroad to look for jobs, I think they can do something that is genuine, although it might take time, you know, here in Zimbabwe, but they can always start something, or they can get involved with other organizations who offer genuine projects that they can do and change their lives.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Ekenia Chifamba, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you so much, Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.